It's time for a little DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. It's time for us to get caught up with 2nd District Congressman Troy Carter. Congressman Carter, welcome aboard. I appreciate your patience, sir. We've been running long with guests and just keep getting pushed back.
Not a problem, my friend. Always good to be with you.
Glad to have you on as well. We got to start with the Gulf and the river. It looks like water's moving in the wrong direction right now. So what's your role here, and what have you heard? What's the outlook?
Well, we've been working very closely with the Corps of Engineers and GOSEP, the governor's office, to make sure that all the necessary resources are in place to deal with the saltwater intrusion. You know, the low levels of the river is the culprit. That's what causes the problem. Normally, when we have high and strong currents, we're able to push back the salt intrusion. But because of the drought and because of the depths that we're in, we now have to take extraordinary measures. So we've got multiple measures. One is reverse osmosis, which is to boil it down to a very basic sense, is a filtering system where we push the water through a very thick membrane and only the fresh water makes it through. The other, of course, is to barge in thousands of gallons of water that will serve as a temporary means of providing clean water until such time as we're able to reverse this issue. And the other, of course, is the essentially underwater dams that are very temporary, but they slow down the intrusion of the salt, to allow the fresh water to go through. So it's an all hands on deck activity where we're going to have to continue to push resources. I noted that the governor declared a state of emergency. We're awaiting and suspect the president will honor that very shortly, which will free up federal dollars to continue to push more money into the Corps to deal with this issue that's plaguing Orleans, Jefferson, and Plaquemines parishes at this point.
So if it
and St. Bernard.
Yes, and St. Bernard as well. So St. Bernard Parish and Plaquemines Parish are one thing. Orleans and Jefferson, you're talking about a very significant jump in population that would need good water. Is it possible to ship in water to help alleviate that? I don't like the quantity here sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge endeavor,
yeah.
A huge endeavor, but one that we're not going to fail. Listen, we have a technology, we have relationships. I've been on the phone with corporate donors, with our finger on the scale, ready to have truckloads of water to be delivered and dispersed in strategic points throughout the affected parishes. Listen, the public should be aware that we are working feverishly and a resolution is at hand. No one should overreact or panic. This is something that we will be able to manage.
Yeah, it's just it is a large problem because of the amount of America that drains into the Mississippi River. For us to be at this level right now, the amount that it would take to refill the thing is also pretty staggering as well. It's not like we just tell everybody in Missouri, "Hey, go put your garden hose towards the river." There's a lot that contributed to getting us to where we are. It's going to take just as much to get us back out.
That is exactly correct. I mean, this is not an overnight fix. I caution people to be patient, but also to listen to the warnings from your local and state officials who will be sending out notices. We'll be sending out notices, just encouraging people to pay attention, to follow the rules. Don't hoard water. You know, get what you need, but be respectful of others when you go to the store to purchase bottled water. And also know that do not be afraid of shortages. We will have donors and individuals providing truckloads of water into the areas that are needed to make sure that while we go through this remedial process of correcting the salt intrusion, that we will be providing the necessary provision so people will have access to clean water.
We got about 4.5 minutes left with Congressman Troy Carter. I got to pivot a little bit because you're diving back into tackling some mental health, which is something that you've picked up the sword. You've picked this up and run with it a good bit. And now there are, I believe you're working on some grants as well.
Yeah, well, we just announced another $1.2 million in addition to millions of other dollars that we have stirred into Louisiana. There's a total of $55 million to expand access to mental health care for young people. We know that in a post-COVID environment, mental health is a very serious issue. Our young people, and adults too, for that matter, were exposed to isolation. We weren't around our friends. You weren't in the classroom. You weren't able to go to church. You weren't able to go to your Tuesday bridge club. And the effect that it has, particularly on young people, is that of what's formerly used in penal systems of solitary confinement, a process that's used to break down the most hardened criminals. Our babies were exposed to a similar effect of being isolated and being left with nothing but social media. And we know the effects of social media that tends to paint a picture that everyone on social media has a perfect life. Well, our children are looking at that and they're saying, well, my life's not perfect. And what we want them to understand is no one has a perfect life, and we all have ups and downs. And so my effort in taking this discussion around the world, if you will, we were in Martha's Vineyard with a workshop. We were ALC. We did a huge workshop here in D.C. We're going to continue to do these discussions to destigmatize mental health. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. If you have a headache, you take an aspirin or Tylenol. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you modify your diet, you exercise, you take pills, you talk to a professional. Yet we seem to think that when it's mental health, it'll just go away. Well, it won't. And there's nothing wrong with having anxiety sometime and having a little depression. It denotes an imbalance. But so is a headache, and so is high blood pressure. Your body needs to regulate. And if we regulate for high blood pressure, surely we can regulate for any imbalance that may cause us to be depressed or anxious. So we're encouraging people to talk about it. We've also fully funded the 988 hotline, which is a mental health hotline that you can call 24/7 without giving your name, without them knowing who you are or tracing. It's just giving you access to professionals free of charge, 24/7, that in that 3 a.m. moment when you may be contemplating suicide or you're feeling really down, having that person that you can call and talk to is a lifesaver. We encourage people to use it. We encourage people to tell your story. There's nothing wrong with having depression or anxiety. It's only wrong when you don't address it. And it is statistically proven when you talk about it, when you address it, you can go forward and live perfectly happy lives. And so that's my mission, is to bring resources, attention, and time to an issue that I believe ties to every other issue that plagues our world. Mental health is on the rise, and we see an uptick of individuals who attempted suicide and those who actually carried it out. We've got to reverse this trend.
He is Congressman Troy Carter. Actually, if I could squeeze one more in, as far as the grants are concerned, how do we go about getting them from Capitol Hill into the hands of those, the money into the hands of those that need them? What's the turnaround time there? How quickly can we see movement here?
Well, we try to move them as fast as possible. Obviously, there is some bureaucracy involved in once they're awarded, getting them into the hands of the individual nonprofits or organizations. But we try our best to expedite it. I don't have an exact time frame, but it's a sense of urgency. And a part of my argument has always been, once we approve it, let's not waste time. You know, let's get it out the door ASAP. So we're constantly, and I'm constantly pushing agencies to move rapidly to cut the wait period. Once we know someone has applied or there's a process in a place where we're sending this money, let's get it there quickly, because every second that goes by, somebody's life is challenged.
He is Congressman Troy Carter. This is DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Congressman Carter, I always appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much.
Likewise, my friend. Have a fantastic week.